would you mind retelling me what would you like other South Dakotans to know about your district and your constituency?
Well, the district here in South Dakota is mainly white and Indian, and we have quite a bit of a reservation in our district, and we have the resources to provide something much more valuable than oil. And good jobs and good pay. And it's been largely ignored by South Dakota and totally ignored by the nation. And I think we can make use of these resources now, and they'll outlast oil, though I'm not against oil. I think there's a opportunity there, but these resources are also there, mm-hmm. And I'd like to bring them into play and bring good jobs to Western South Dakota. Now they aren't available in Eastern South Dakota, but they are, and they have been available to Western South Dakota.
Thanks, Everett. The next question I have for you is, would you mind discussing a major issue or topic that you want the legislature to address?
Well, I want the legislature to make these resources, stop blocking those resources and keep the feds out. But these resources include water and our land, and we have a tremendous resource that nationally grows out here. It's called grasshoppers. and it would feed much of Western South Dakota, Colorado, Nebraska, Minnesota. And they would provide income for the people.
Any other issues or topics aside from protecting the resources in Western South Dakota that you'd like the legislature to address?
Well, I'm really not wanting the legislature to protect. I want them to get out of the way of people developing those resources. And I find the government, most of the things that we ask the government can be had at 10%. 10%, 90% of it is waste. And I experienced that in Philip and among mainly white population up here. And the government just wastes 90% of the money, even when the local people try to preserve it. But anyway, I think we can get what we need, and plus we have jobs. And I see the small towns are drying up, mm-hmm. And the larger towns in Western and Eastern South Dakota, which includes Rapid City, and of course Sioux Falls, and then the Mitchell, and these other towns. Resources flow into these towns, but the little towns are wasting away. And at least out here in Western South Dakota, the funding, and when people come up with the ideas, then the state could provide funding, but not too many strings, because they want control and they can't control. And I'm saying government can't control or it won't happen, and people will starve, and they'll do without, and the bigger towns will get bigger, the little towns will disappear.
And would you like to mention maybe some legislation or solutions that you would bring forward to deal with these issues that you just talked about?
Well, an immediate issue is through Western, through this district, they shut down the towns had their own water, and the state provided money to shut the water down for Midland, and I understand for Philip and for Cadoga. And I don't know what's happened on the reservation, but I suspect either it never got started or they shut it down. And they're drawn from the Missouri River, which is good water. But it doesn't provide the resource we need to make the heat we need for greenhouses and for developing the wildlife, and I'd say not just wildlife, but the life we need to share. Mm-hmm. And with the communities and the cities. And the state is in the forefront of it. Now, I don't know how much the feds are involved. I know they are. But I think the state can overrule. And I think legislation needs to be that the resources is available to the local people, mm-hmm, and to the local town to develop their resources. And that's on reservation or in the local communities. And I think it provides, I know it provides a tremendous source of jobs as well as money to the local communities and the population.
Everett, anything else that you'd like to add that we haven't talked about yet today?
Well, I've seen them do road projects through our county, and that is largely a waste of money by the state. Now, I appreciate their effort, but I think there needs to be a little more wisdom. Exercise, and it'd save about 90% of the money. Mm-hmm. We out here in Western South Dakota, one of the things is they're putting a lot of taxes on new car on car permits, not new car but just permits. That is a tax increase. And I'm against increasing taxes. We can do better. Mm-hmm. And I'm against increasing taxes. We need to decrease taxes.
Any other questions or anything for me, Everett?
Well, I'm interested. My modicum or whatever, it jobs for Western South Dakota. Mm-hmm. And I know the Indian people, I know they're hurting for jobs. Mm-hmm. And we have jobs that is naturally built into our system, and we have hot water that runs at least, I guess, from the Black Hills and underground, and in Midland they had hot water. when I was a boy, they dug a well. It was about 3,300 feet, and that water was 151 degrees, which is way enough to heat a lot of greenhouses. And I know Phil got it. I know Kadok got it. And I know a lot of farmers got it around Artesian Well. They weren't all that deep, but I know they found oil too. But it's just it's fine. Oil is fine. But artesian water is there, and that hot water is a resource. And I've heard that the state legislature has prohibited hot water to be used, and they want to use the Missouri River. And they can use that water, but we need to use the hot water out here. And that's not the only thing, but that's one thing that can provide thousands of jobs for our community, and it would help the cities around, and they could have the resources. We have the resources essentially free. And if we make use of those resources, and I have experience. I've been to the Middle East, been to India, I've been to Europe. I've been around a lot of different places, and I know where the gold is buried, and it's buried out in western South Dakota. And if the people want to work and want to make money and want to eat, we can do it. And if not, the state can stand in our way and probably stop. And the feds will try to stop. But, you know, we're here. And we want to, I think people want to work. I think the local people want to work. I think Indian people want to work. And if people don't want to work, they can move someplace else. But I think we need to take advantage of what we have, and that's what I'm here for, and that's why I'm running for office. And I'm part Indian, but that's irrelevant. It's irrelevant. And the point is, we need jobs.
Okay.
And we can provide jobs. I meant the resources we have available can provide jobs, and they're good for hundreds of years. And people like to eat. I don't care who you are, rich or poor, you like to eat two or three times a day, and we can provide that.
Okay.